Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Friend, do you beat yourself up at night for failing at being the mom that your kids need? Or maybe yelling at your kids, or being mean to your spouse, or just not being able to keep up with the house chores and feeling reactive towards your family? Do you feel like a failure at the end of the night? And maybe you even have a hard time looking in the mirror at yourself. Well, if you want to learn how to stop beating yourself up mentally after you had a hard day as a mom, I want you to listen up to this episode. I'm going to teach you how to reflect with compassion and make changes moving forward. My friend, thank you for being here and welcome to another episode of Emotionally Healthy Legacy. In this podcast, I want to teach you mindset shifts that empower you and support you from a faith-based perspective. I am Elizabeth and I am a mom of 4 kids, and I had my fair share of moments feeling like a failure and feeling like a mess up, and that I just had a hard day with the kids and noticing all the negative things that I did that day and all the times that I messed up. And I'm sure you relate to that. Many of us, if not all of us, as moms, had moments like that. I am going to share with you a little bit about my life and about my story, about how I had a circumstance recently where I was just focusing on all the areas I messed up as a mom. So I want to also tell you that this week that you are listening to this podcast is my 35th birthday. Crazy, right? I am just excited. And also, I want to celebrate. I remember when I was turning 25, I actually had like a whole meltdown. I had a hard day. It was like right before my cycle. And my husband picked me up from work with my oldest son. I only had one son at that time. And I worked as a physical therapist assistant at an outpatient clinic in Minnesota. And they picked me up from work and we went out to eat, and I just had a whole meltdown. I cried in the car. It's one of those days of the month, right? You're so emotional. And then I was crying because I felt like I was 25 years old. I was a quarter of a century and I didn't achieve anything in my life. I just felt like I failed. I failed at just, I don't know, in life, maybe, even though I didn't, but I just felt that way as at that moment because, okay, I was married. I finished college with an associate's degree. I had a job that I liked. I had a healthy kid. I had a good marriage, and I got along with my husband well at that time. I had a good relationship with my parents. I think I just didn't feel like I financially maybe achieved things, or maybe, like, we didn't own a house at that time, and we actually still don't at this time either, but we just didn't have those things that I wanted to at that time in my life. And so I felt like a failure, and I felt like I was failing at being the mom and the wife that I wanted to be. And things just felt heavy and just emotional for me at that time. And now, 10 years later, I am 35 years old. It's crazy. I have 4 kids with my husband. We are married almost 15 years. We moved from Minnesota to Florida in the summertime. It will be 2 years. And just life has changed a lot, a lot. There's still some struggles that we're still dealing with that we did 10 years ago, but we have come a long way. And one of the things that I was telling my husband the other day is that, yeah, I still have all these areas in my life that I want to grow in and improve in. I want to simplify more and declutter more in my house. I want to get better with meal planning and just like being a better housekeeper and cook better for my family and just, you know, learn more about communication and all these things in my marriage and parenting. But overall, I got to a place in my life because of all the internal work I did, especially the last 5 years. I did a lot of hard, uncomfortable, deep work on myself. I feel like I'm at a place in my life where I look at myself in the mirror and I like the type of person I am. And that took a lot of work. And that took a lot of intentionality. It did not happen overnight. And I had to commit to working on myself. And honestly, working on yourself as a mom or just as an individual, working on yourself, on your personality traits that are not serving you, that are not supporting you, your maybe destructive patterns, is literally one of the best things that you can do for your family. I'm not even kidding. When you improve yourself, who you are as an individual, as a child of God, if you grow closer to the Lord, if you improve your emotional wellness, if you create habits that support your mental wellness, if you take care of yourself physically, nobody suffers from that. Everybody in your family benefits from it directly. Your marriage improves. When you learn how to manage your anger and your emotions well, your marriage improves. Every single one of my clients, her marriage improved. She's working on her motherhood, but her marriage is improving directly because it's related to your emotional wellness. How many times do you say hurtful things to your husband when you're emotionally charged? Right? And so working on your marriage, working on just like it improves all these areas of your life. Like when you're physically feeling better, you feel better and more confident, right? You have more energy to show up for your kids. When you mentally feel better and you take good care of your mental wellness, you show up as a much better person for your family when you take your thoughts captive and you learn how to do that. When you take care of yourself spiritually and you devote time with the Lord, you see direct impact on how that influences you, the way that you show up as a mom. And so we work on all those things in my coaching program. We work on all of that. We don't ignore one area or the other. We encompass all of those together and you see massive transformation in your life. And so one of the things that I like about being 35 now, that I have more experience, and I want to say truly, I feel like I am wiser. I don't want to say I'm wiser in my own eyes because Proverbs tells us not to be wise in our own eyes, but in our own eyes. But I do feel like I've gained so much more knowledge and wisdom and able to implement that in my life and not just learn, but actually take action on it. And I feel like I'm a much better wife and mom and sister and friend and Christian because I take the time to devote to bettering myself. And I want to offer to that to you as well, my friend, because you matter. You matter. You matter so much for your family. And when you feel like a failure and that you're falling apart at the seams, it's not serving anybody. So go back to when I was 25 years old, feeling like a failure. And now that I'm 35 years old, I feel like I have grown into the person that I truly love and enjoy. And I'm still working on myself. I'm still a work in progress. We all are constantly. But I got to a place where I like who I am. I can look at myself in the mirror. And yes, I still have days when I mess up with my kids and my husband and say something that I wish I didn't. But overall, I like the person that I am. And that's because I took the time to invest into bettering myself. And I want to invite you to do the same. Why? Because you matter. And your family and your kids and your spouse directly benefits from that. They don't suffer. It's not a waste of time or energy or money or resources. It's the best thing that you can do for them. And One of the things that I wanted to tell you that I'm turned 35 this week, now that you are already listening to this podcast episode on Friday, could you give me a birthday gift? It will literally take you less than a minute. If you're listening on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, could you take 60 seconds to pause and scroll down and leave me a 5-star rating and a review? And then if you want to, you can take a screenshot of that and email it to me, hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. And when you email it to me, I will give you a coupon code to my mini course, How to 10X Your Emotional Capacity Levels as a Mom. And you get access to that completely for free. My friend, it's so worth it. It's so great. I love that mini course. It's practical, actionable things that you can start implementing today to increase your capacity levels as a mom so you have more emotional capacity to handle your emotions in a better way. Okay, so let's talk about feeling like a failure as a mom and noticing on all the areas that you are messing up. So one of the things you need to understand is that your brain is 9 times more negativity bias. It focuses on the negative. If you had a wonderful day, let's say you went out in public. Okay, you went out in public and you were dressed really nice, you looked really well, you were put together, and out of 10 people, 9 people said something really nice and kind to you about the way that you looked, the way that you talked to your children, just about who you are, and they gave you a compliment. And there was one person that just said just that little comment that just made you feel less than and put down a little bit. And you go home at the end of the night, and what do you remember? Do you remember the 9 people that said beautiful things about you and gave you compliments that really supported you? Or do you remember that one person that said that one little thing? And it wasn't even that bad, right? Your brain is 9 times negativity bias. It focuses on the negative. So you literally have to retrain it to focus on the positives, because what you focus on expands and you see more of that in your life. So if your brain is focused on all the ways that you're failing, is that actually true? Maybe you are succeeding in a lot of areas, but your brain is focusing on all the areas that you are failing. And I truly believe that part of that, there's 2 reasons. Our brain likes to keep us safe, and it's looking for the negative things to keep us safe. That's the way that we're wired. And the other one is our enemy is trying to attack our identity and make us feel like a failure. He wants to speak lies to you, saying that you're unworthy, that you're a screw up, that you're a loser, that you're worthless, that you're not meant to be a mom. He speaks those lies to you because he wants to keep you stuck in there. He wants you to feel bad about yourself, because when you feel bad about yourself, you're not going to show up in a better way the next day for your kids. You're going to stay in that yucky feeling, and it continues that spiral of reacting in negative ways and then feeling bad about yourself again and having even a hard time looking at yourself in the mirror. So I wanted to share with you an example that happened to me a few weeks back. My husband was filling in for his boss. I did share a little bit about it on the podcast a few episodes back, but he was filling in for his boss. He was working a lot more hours that week, and I was with the kids a lot more. They were on spring break. They were home all week. I didn't really get a break. And then on Saturday, he was working all day. He had a work event. And then once he was done at like 6 p.m., he called me because he had to drop off a car at his boss's. And he's like, hey, they have something going on over here. Is it okay if I hang out here for the rest of the night and then come home later? And at that time, the kids were outside. They were doing well. I'm like thinking to myself, okay, I have a few hours before I put them to bed. I should be okay. And so they were behaving quite well that day, but I was getting worn out. I was feeling tired as a mom. And I told him, you know what? It's fine. Go hang out, and I meant it at that time. I wasn't doing it out of spite or being resentful. I meant it at that time that he can go out and I don't have an issue with it. And I knew he was going to come home later, probably after the kids are in bed. And he was already 45 minutes away from our house anyways. And then I started to get the kids ready for bed, and they were not cooperating. And my kids got into this game. My boys started this game where they would just do poop touches and fart touches, and they would tag each other, and they wouldn't eat dinner. Can you hear my daughter in the background? I think I told you the other week that she doesn't nap anymore, but she still stays in her crib. So you will hear her in the background now that I record podcast episodes and that she's awake. And they were just chasing each other. They were not eating. They were not listening. And I was feeling so frustrated with them because it was 8 p.m. I was feeling tired, and I was the primary parent for the whole week, and I was on duty the whole time. I was feeling exhausted. I'm the type of person that I do need breaks. And I would try to take breaks in the middle of the day, but I was still the primary default parent that whole week without a break. And it just felt overwhelming. It felt tiresome. And I started to feel really agitated and feel really annoyed. And I told my boys to stop like 15 times, and they wouldn't listen. And then I was getting too emotional, and I shifted to my emotional part of the brain. I should have taken a break and walked away, but I didn't. Now that I look back, I can see where I did not take my own advice. And then I got to a point where I just screamed at them. It was also getting to my days before my cycle. I always feel more emotional during that time. Not an excuse, but I can reflect on it with compassion, and it makes sense why I felt that way. I screamed, "Stop!" Just like on top of my lungs. My oldest one stopped right away. My youngest one like ran to his room and started crying because I don't yell typically. And I just felt like a failure. Obviously, I didn't say anything hurtful to my kids. I didn't put them down and call them names, none of that. But I felt really angry that they were not listening in that moment. Obviously, what I was doing wasn't working. So I felt out of control in that moment, and I screamed at them. Again, I felt really bad for doing that. That's not the way I typically handle things. I have typically a lot more capacity, and I will, if my husband is home, I would ask him to step in if I'm feeling this way, but he wasn't home. It was just me. And I felt miserable, and I felt terrible. I just went to my room. I locked the door. I sat on my bed, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And all I could see was that I failed. I failed at being the mom that I want my kids to have. I failed for screaming at my kids, so I thought in that moment. And for me, my dad always comes back to, I teach this. I need to do better. I know better. I should have taken a break and walked away and communicated with my kids. Who cares if they are just for another 5-10 minutes chasing each other around and not eating, because they weren't eating anyways. But I felt terrible. I felt like I failed. And my mind could not see the whole week in that moment. My mind had a hard time seeing that the whole week, how many times I succeeded. Even in that day, how many times I was gentle and kind and understanding and compassionate and patient with my kids and just saying things in a kind, loving way. My brain just wanted to focus on that one moment where I failed and I messed up, and just telling me that I failed. And also I have the enemy that's trying to attack me and say, oh, look at this. You failed. You're failing as a mom. You're failing as a coach. How can you teach this? And that's where the shame spiral comes in. And so one of the things that I want to teach you is, how can you reflect on that with compassion and understanding instead of beating yourself up and feeling worse than as a mom? So one of the things that I want you to ask yourself in that moment, and I said this phrase to myself, I have this mantra that I say to myself when I feel like this: I did my best at that time. I was doing my best to my mental and physical capacity at that time. I did my best at that time. So I did. I was doing my best to my mental and physical capacity at that time. And so I want you to ask yourself this question. What was it? What was going on? That is the best that I could do in that moment. What was I going through? That is the best that I could do. Did you receive some news? Maybe that really triggered you and that felt really emotional. Are you going through some financial stress? Did your husband say something that really upset you and triggered you? Was it the house messy? Did you feel hungry? Did you need to use the bathroom? Did you feel overstimulation? What was going on and what were you going through in that moment that is the best that you could do to your mental and physical capacity? Also, what would you say to your closest friend? If your closest friend called you and said, hey, oh my gosh, I just screamed at my kids. I lost my cool. I feel like a terrible mom. I feel like such a failure in XYZ. What would you tell her? Oh yeah, you are a failure. You messed up. You screamed at your kids. Look at how, you know, messed up you are and how you're screwing your kids up for life. Like, what are you going to tell her? Are you going to tell her that? Probably not. How would you speak to a friend who's beating herself up? How would you speak to her with compassion and love and understanding and encouragement? Because that's not what Christ does to us. He doesn't beat us up emotionally and mentally and spiritually and saying all these negative things to us. He doesn't speak to us like that. He says, daughter, I love you. You're struggling. Come to me. I'm here to support you and encourage you. And when you do work with me in a deeper capacity in a coaching container, one of the things that we work on is on your relationship with God and spending time with Him daily. So then you have that closer relationship with Him. So ask yourself, what was going on with me that was the best that I can do in that moment? The other thing I want you to do is write down all the times you did win and have wins that day and you succeeded and you responded well. Okay, because one of the things I do with my clients is when we get on a coaching call, a weekly coaching call, I have them share their wins with me. What is a win that you experienced this week with your kids? Because oftentimes they just tell me and notice all the negative things that they are still messing up in and how they're still struggling and how things are still feeling hard. And I have to intentionally redirect them. What are the wins? I know you had wins. Let's redirect your mind, because when we focus on the wins and the ways that you are succeeding, you will strive for more of that. If you focus on the negative, that expands and you go into the negative spiral of that. Okay, so when we mess up and we have these mistakes, those are opportunities for us to reflect and grow. I can reflect on my time with the kids with compassion and understanding. What was I going through at that time that was the best that I could do? I can reflect and say, I felt overstimulated. I felt tired. The house was feeling messy. I was worn out just because I needed some alone time. I didn't have support available. I was just feeling overwhelmed. That's what I was going through at that moment. That's not my normal state, but that's how I was feeling. I didn't feel heard by my kids. They weren't listening to me. And so I felt out of control in that moment, and that's why I screamed and yelled. And it makes sense why. Now, that's not a permission for me to continue to do that, but it makes sense why I did that. So moving forward, what am I going to do differently? Moving forward, when I'm starting to feel frustrated like that, I'm going to choose to let it go and allow them to not eat and just play around with each other for another 5-10 minutes while I go into my room and calm my nervous system down and shift my mindset and shift my perspective. Or I can call my husband and be like, hey, I need you to talk to the kids right now because I am having a really hard time right now and I need your help. And even though you're physically not present, he can talk to them over the phone. Usually they do listen to him. And so this is something I could have done. I could have prayed when I went to my room. and just ask God for more strength and support when I get out there, for me to respond in a loving and kind way. I could have been playful when I came out and play around with my kids and actually encourage them to finish up eating dinner in a more playful way and made a competition out of it or something. But I was struggling at that time. And so I can look back right now and be like, okay, this is what I did wrong. This is how I messed up. And this is what I can do differently moving forward. There is a verse in the Bible where there is no vision, people perish. I want you to journal in your journal. What are you going to do differently next time? Have a vision how you want to respond to your kids when you have a circumstance that is challenging like that. Rehearse it in your mind. Journal about it, because we already rehearse what are we going to do, but it's a negative way. We need to rehearse in our mind in a positive way. How are you going to respond in a positive way moving forward? It. And then the more you rehearse it in your mind in a positive way, the more you're likely to take action on it when you're actually dealing with that circumstance or a similar circumstance moving forward. And believe me, your kids will give you many of those opportunities. You're practicing that mental rehearsal anyways in a negative way. You're rehearsing in your mind what you are going to yell at them, that you're going to scream at them, that you're going to feel frustrated. So how can you rehearse a positive way that you're going to respond? Because that's going to allow you to make those changes, to rewire pathways in your brain, to respond in a more God-honoring, loving way. In the book Triggers by Wendy Speak and Amber Leah, and I've mentioned this book here before on my podcast. It's a Christian book about triggers in motherhood. There's a phrase that they say, figure out what you mean to say before you say something mean. We need to create a new pathway in our brain, how we're going to respond in a better way, and practice that. And journaling is one of the best ways that you can do it. And the other way is actually visualizing it. Closing your eyes, taking like a few minutes to sit in stillness and visualizing how you're going to handle this moment in a loving, compassionate way, being the mom that you want to be. If you want to be a playful, lighthearted mom who is nurturing and compassionate, how is she going to handle that moment? And you envision yourself, not the kids, yourself doing things differently. Because you can only control yourself, what you think, say, and do, how you're going to handle that moment differently, and what you're going to say, and what you're going to do, and how you're going to respond. These are your action steps, my friend. This is what you can do differently. Number one is look at yourself from a lens of compassion and understanding. What was I going through right now that was the best that I could do? Ask yourself that question. Number two, name all the things that you did succeed, all the wins that you did experience during that day with your kids. Number three, see mistakes as an opportunity to reflect and grow, and journal about how you are going to respond differently next time. This is your opportunity to reflect and figure out how are you going to handle things differently next time as the mom that you want your kids to remember. Friend, this is the kind of work I do with you in my coaching program. This is hard work. This takes intentionality. This takes commitment. And it's the best thing that you can do for your family. Imagine if you and I start working together and in 12 weeks from now, you are patient, you are kind, you are loving, you are understanding, you are nurturing with your kids, you are lighthearted, you are playful with them, and that you have so much more capacity to handle things in a way that you're proud of. My friend, I don't change you. God changes your heart. He's just using me to help you and guide you through it. You do the work. And if you are in a place in your life right now where you feel so sick and tired of constantly reacting, of constantly screaming, maybe your kids are repeating those negative phrases to themselves that you speak to them, because your words are so destructive right now. They're damaging your relationships. Your actions are so hurtful to your spouse, to your kids. There's constant tension. You just don't know how you can keep on going that way, and you feel hopeless. My friend, I promise you there is hope. You can change. With God's help and my support, you can completely transform your life. I promise you, my program is 100% money back guarantee. If you work with me for 12 weeks and you don't see any positive changes in your life, you don't make any progress towards your goal, and you're doing the things that I'm teaching you to do, which by the way, I promise you, you will have changes in your life, you can have your money back. My friend, I know your life is going to change. If this is something that you are ready to take action on, I want to invite you to come and book a consultation call with me in the show notes. Your husband can also come and join you on the call if he wants to learn about this coaching program. Investing in yourself is literally the best gift that you can give for your children. Mother's Day is coming up. This can be your Mother's Day gift. This is going to be transformational for you, for your marriage, your children, your relationship with your kids. No one is going to suffer from this. Everyone is going to benefit from it directly, and so are you. Imagine how your life is going to change. My friend, I'm just so excited to connect with you, and I want to invite you into taking the next step if you're ready to do that. If not, I totally understand. If you are in a place where you can just taken these podcast episodes and they're serving you and they're supporting you, I am so thankful, because this is why I'm doing it, so I can support you and encourage you. And if you need that further support, I am here for you, my friend. If you need that support and accountability, I'm here to take the next step with you. I also want to say thank you for sharing my podcast with others if you have done so, because I did reach my goal by my birthday to hit 100K downloads in this podcast, which, oh my gosh, I think like when I first started my podcast in the first probably month, maybe I got like 200 downloads, and now I'm at 100,000 downloads. And it's just crazy how God is working and how God is using me to support other women. And if you have been blessed by this podcast in any way, shape, or form, please leave me a review on iTunes, and I will gift you that free mini course. I will gift you a coupon code for my mini course, 10x your emotional capacity levels. Just email me a screenshot of the review and I will give you a coupon code for that. My friend, I'm so glad that you were here. Thank you for taking the time to just sticking around and listening to my podcast. And I know it takes a lot of you to devote your time to this, so I just want to say thank you. I wanted to share with you one more thing, an Amazon product that I'm loving. I've used this actually for many years. I would say maybe even closer to 10 years ago was the first time I heard of this lotion. My natural doctor in Minnesota, naturopath doctor, she recommended this lotion to me. It's called Weleda Skin Food. I think that's how you pronounce it. And I will link it in the show notes. It is pricey, but I tell you, you need very little of it. And especially if you live in the northern states and your hands get dry in the wintertime, I love this lotion and I have it in my purse all the time. And it is so good. It is so hydrating. I love it, love it, love it. And I've gifted it to friends before because I think it's that good. Okay, friend. Thanks for being here. I'm so thankful for you. I hope you found value in this episode. And until next time. Hi friend, did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes? This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.